Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
306 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA Wednesday. My gosh, what an absolutely glorious day weather-wise. I don't know how to break it to you. Pixie and I were outside. Now, the wind was whipping around, man, like nobody's business. But the sun was shining bright, 72 degrees. It was so comfy, so nice. I actually turned my alarm on just to be sure. I didn't need it, sadly, but... what did I tell you yesterday? That today the sun would, in fact, be coming up. I did say that. Remember that? And it is life moving on. I know there are some who are absolutely crushed and some who are absolutely thrilled. And to each of you, I say, fantastic. Now let's move along here. There's a lot to talk about. I don't want to pretend that that's not the case. And I know that everybody right now is parceling out blame or taking credit. But there are numbers. You know, I'm not the biggest fan of numbers, but there are numbers that indicate exactly who is responsible, who's not responsible, messaging that worked, messaging that didn't work, et cetera, et cetera. Etc. So let's do a couple of the numbers first. And of course, feel free to hit me up. The James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Certainly disappointment. I know that. There are plenty of folks who are disappointed. I know. I get that. However, You're going to have to move along, right? Now, you can commit yourself to a political battle. You can commit yourself to doing something else. You can come to the realization, hey, I'm really fascinated by, or I'm really inspired by, or I really want to be involved with whatever it is. And then you say, that's where I'm going to be. And that's fine. And if it remains politics for you, that's okay. I'm not telling you what you should or should not do. I'm just saying it's a whole lot in a really, really big world. But let me share with you a couple of numbers, which I think will make clear really what is responsible for yesterday and the results. We'll start with the numbers and then we'll use words because there's plenty of words that need to be used as well. Number one would be 2021. Remember that? 4 years ago, two guys running for governor, Terry McAuliffe and Glenn Youngkin. Terry McAuliffe gets 1.5 million votes. It's a lot of votes. He gets most of those early on. Election day is when Glenn Youngkin wins. Glenn Youngkin gets 1.6 million votes. Okay. Not a huge margin, but a margin nonetheless. 2024. Just last year, we elected a president. Anybody remember that? Kamala Harris gets 2.3 million votes. Donald Trump gets 2 million votes. 2025, yesterday. Abigail Spanberger gets 1.5 million votes. And Winston Sears gets 1.1 million votes. I don't know if you followed the numbers. Abigail Spanberger actually received fewer votes than Terry McAuliffe did 4 years ago. Let that sink in for a second. Hardly a victory of epic proportion. Not even close. Abigail Spanberger actually received fewer votes than Terry McAuliffe did. But you know who else received fewer votes? Winston Sears. Winston Sears finished a half a million votes behind Glenn Youngkin. Winston Sears finished 300,000 votes behind Abigail Spanberger. Now, if you follow the math, if the same people who came out to vote for Glenn Youngkin would have turned out to vote for Winston Sears would have won. But here's the big number. If the people who voted for Donald Trump would have turned out, guess what happens? Winston Sears wins. So if you would like to point the finger and start blaming people, you can do it. And there are plenty of people to blame. First on the list, Winston Sears. You may like her, you may dislike her. She did a terrible job organizing that campaign. Terrible job. You don't run for governor with a campaign manager who has never run any campaign. That was damn near the dumbest thing that I had ever heard in the political realm. Just crazy. Just crazy. You don't jump into the presidential race a year ago and announce how you are completely and totally against Donald Trump, not really knowing, not having any idea which way the nomination is going to go, particularly since you know you're going to run for governor. Were you thinking that you would at some point, woo people, say, in Northern Virginia to support you because you had taken a stand against Donald Trump? Let me tell you something. Here's what I have learned through the years. Given the choice between a Democrat and a Republican pretending to be a Democrat, the Democrats will always choose the Democrat. You gain nothing by turning your back in that way. In addition to that, what else do you see? You see that you've insulted the president and his supporters. Now, I know President Trump did the teletown hall the other night, and I thought it was pretty good. I really did. I thought it was quite inspiring and enthusiastic. But he didn't do a certain thing, which was to mention Winston Sears. He said, you know, vote for the Republican team, the Democrats stink, blah, 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 blah. But president holds a grudge. I get that. I totally get that. But all of that being said, the other people who are responsible for this are the people who voted in the past that did not bother to vote this time. a half million people that came out to support Governor Youngkin that didn't come out to support Winsome Sears. The almost million people who came out to vote for Donald Trump who did not come out to support Winsome Sears. Now, you can tell me that the Democrats were running against Trump. Sure, that's a possibility. The entire platform really was, we hate Trump more than you hate Trump. And that resonated with people in Northern Virginia. We know that. And when you've got 300,000 people plus in our beloved Commonwealth who work for the federal government and they haven't gotten their paychecks, guess what? You're going to have some sort of a protest vote. But there's a lot that has been lost, and I'm going to address all of that. And folks are already weighing in saying, Jeff, well, are you going to Florida? You know, I've talked about it. I really have. But I've also talked recently, if you've been paying attention, and some people have and some people haven't. Heidi's decided she's not really up for the Florida thing. So, yeah, you know, you might just be stuck with me for a bit. What can I tell you? But we'll talk all about that. We've got a great event coming up this weekend, the Jewish Food Festival. The Richmond Jewish Food Festival is incredible. And no, you don't have to be Jewish to go there. It's just delicious food in a, well, it's Jewish food. It's like the soul food of my people, and it's just great. So you'll hear about it at 3:35. My buddy Dom Giordano from WPHT up in Philadelphia is going to join us. Help us break down the results up there in New Jersey and in New York City. Now, New York City, you ought to be focused on. If you're a Jew in America and you see what's happened in New York City and you are not terrified and ready to address it, then you got problems. But we'll talk all about it as we head through the afternoon. Again, remember, James River Air text line available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140, 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. All right, let us take a look at couple of things that are coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 703 says, Jeff, this train wreck of an election in Virginia was easy to spot coming as soon as the candidates were announced. The fact is, Virginia voters did not stand up for freedom so they can sit down while it's being taken away. Shame on everybody that did not vote yesterday that voted for Donald Trump in 2024. This is clearly on your shoulders. 804 says, Jeff, Commie Mamdummy, I guess that's Zoran Mamdami, won a sizable amount of the Jewish vote. He absolutely did, and they ought to be ashamed of themselves for doing that. 804, Jeff, Virginia may have to go through tough times under the Marxist Democrats to realize how bad they are. Maybe. Let's see. Larry in Chesterfield says, Jeff, just remember the sun also rises on the oppressed Jews, Christians, and countries that were free at one time or another. Now we have no stopgap for that. Transgender, radical Islamist, wishing a man and his family dead as the leaders of the Commonwealth as well as the legislature. You do the math. One who is on the way to Florida, so it doesn't matter to you, Larry in Chesterfield. Well, Larry, it absolutely matters to me. Matters to me a lot, because as I just told you, Heidi is She's not down with the whole Florida thing. Crazy, huh? 804 says, hey, Jeff, Walt here. I'm at the top of Afton Mountain on the interstate. It is 75 degrees. Jeff, let's hope there is...
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's not another pandemic or another excuse to close the Commonwealth again. Unfortunately, not enough conservatives voted, it appears. Well, you're right. Again, I'm asking you to take a look at numbers. And the numbers indicate that folks who voted for Glenn Youngkin, folks who voted for Donald Trump, will absolutely, positively have to bear the burden of this because you all didn't show up. There you go. Now, we can talk about what a terrible candidate Winston Sears was. We can talk about a terrible campaign. Good Lord, let me tell you how much we banged our flipping heads against the wall trying to get her on the air. Events, unearned media that she should have been at that just got canceled at the last minute. Oh, yeah, she can't make it. She decided not to go. Really? Do you want to be governor or do you not want to be governor? You got to pick one. I don't care which one it is. I'm on board. I'll be a team player, yada, yada, yada. But man, you got to be all in. And it sure as hell didn't seem like that was the case. We can talk about what a grossly incompetent operation the Republican Party of Virginia has proven itself to be this time out, if you'd like. You know, you and I have been around a while, right? Not newcomers. Abigail Spanberger will be my 5th Virginia governor. Somebody like Charles Pyle, he's a native. I don't want to do too much back, but I'm going to say, based on what I know, she'll be his 16th Virginia governor. Scott in Chesterfield says, good afternoon, Jeff. John Reed will be taking over the afternoon show when you pack up and head to Florida. I will make a prediction, and you know I don't do predictions. John is done with the media. I'm just telling you. Not a prediction, anything else. I'm just telling you. His next thing, if you're asking, well, you're not asking me, I'll tell you anyway. His next thing, as far as I'm concerned, will be a book and a good speaking tour. I think that'll be great. 757, Jeff, I guess all the illegals working at the solar farms in Charles City will be safe now. Yeah, well, that's a good point. All those people that just got busted, illegal aliens from ICE, rapists, child sex offenders, what have you, Spanberger, Hashmi, and Lord knows Jay Jones, they're all on board with giving them sanctuary status here. So, yeah, I guess so. Jeff, another option for people is to just move before Virginia becomes California. Well, it's definitely, it's going to head in that direction. That is absolutely correct. 804 says, Jeff, Glenn Youngkin is done. You can't run for president and preside over the worst disaster since Republicans became competitive. Sure you can. Yeah, you can. And you don't necessarily have to be running specifically or exclusively for president. You can certainly throw your hat in the ring, if you will, make a run for president, wind up in a cabinet post. That's it. That's it. So we'll talk about a lot of stuff. All right, we got some fun stuff coming up. And yeah, we do have some more numbers we'll have to deal with in a couple of moments. But Chuck Lesson is going to be with us at 3:35 as we talk about the Jewish Food Festival. It is 3:26. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Some more wonderful text coming in. I promise you, the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And yes, we will chat about all of them and take a look at this. And people are trying to pack stuff up and unpack stuff. A lot of us took down campaign signs. People are putting up decorations, right? You know who I feel bad for? No, I mean, I really feel very sad for Thanksgiving at this point, because the pilgrims, man, have just become an afterthought. And we'll get into that a little bit later. My buddy Dom Giordano from Talk 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia, one of my former radio stations. Great place, by the way. Dom will be with us. He'll break down the numbers coming from the Northeast, from New Jersey in particular, and also from New York City. I continue to say I am very, very, very concerned about New York City and what may play out there. But we'll talk about all of that, I promise you, throughout the afternoon. But we got to talk about something that I have learned to love, the Jewish Food Festival, our Richmond Jewish Food Festival. It is happening. Well, I'm going to let Chuck Lesson tell us about where it's happening, when it's happening, and most importantly, the unbelievably delicious food that's available. Hello, Chuck.
Hi, Jeff. How are you, friend?
I am doing well. It's great to hear your voice, and how much fun is this going to be? We get to talk about some delicious noshes.
It is amazing. This is the 17th consecutive year that the synagogue, Beth Israel, is hosting the Richmond Jewish Food Festival. And as you know, for a couple of those years, we were at the JCC. Right. But last year, we moved it back home to the synagogue, which is at the corner of Pepper and Patterson Avenues, 6300 Patterson Avenue. And we are super excited, Jeff, to welcome out all of our fabulous neighbors. And Nasha, as you said, on amazing Jewish food, brisket and corned beef and knishes, amazing desserts, and there'll be live music. All of this is happening on Sunday and Monday, November the 9th and 10th, and it will happen from noon until 7 p.m.
All right. Let's talk about the location now. It's at KBI. You're right. It was over the JCC for a couple of years, back at KBI. Will people simply be getting it to go? Can you sit down and enjoy it there? What's the setup?
Well, we have tented the entire parking lot, and we did it last year, and I would say it was our most successful year. It is really easy to get around, so you can easily sit and enjoy your meal. In fact, what a lot of folks do, they come in lunchtime, they get in line, they order, they sit, they listen to the live music while they're eating their lunch, and then they get back in line and get their dinner and then take off.
All right, now I am going to need some cover. My friend Chuck Lesson is joining us from KBI, Knesset Beth Israel, which will once again be hosting the Richmond Jewish Food Festival. My deal is this, Chuck. I told Heidi I would go and pick stuff up. So I'd like to do the ordering and stuff like that, but I also intend to say the line was really long, and so I ate there as well. So I'm just asking you as a buddy, if she says anything, she'll just say, oh yeah, the lines were unbelievable.
Of course, they are going to be unbelievable. And we're excited to see you, Jeff, and all of your friends and family, as we are with all the rest of our neighbors. By the way, there's lots of parking on all side streets. Our friends, the Armenians, do the Armenian Food Festival, and we always look forward to that also. The neighborhood just fills up.
Yeah.
But you'll notice some blue and white flags in front of the synagogue flapping mm-hmm. around with our big signs.
Yep.
And you'll know when you're there, if you can't see the flags, you will smell all of that amazing, delicious food.
And you know, what's so fascinating for many is the breakdown of the menu, Jewish Food Festival. We talk about the Richmond Jewish Food Festival. People go out every year and they, oh, I tried this. And there's so many different cultures, if you will, that come together. Those of us with Eastern European roots, Ashkenazi, I mean, we're looking at prakas, stuffed cabbage and brisket and knishes. And then, you know, the Sephardim come out from Israel. You got falafel. You got the salads, you got the shawarma, you got everybody covered here.
We do have everybody covered. It's funny you mention that because one of our dearest members, Yossi Goel, flies in every year. He's back and forth between here and Israel, but he flies in and he handles all the delicious Sephardi food. So if you like falafel, this is about as good as it gets. And you know, the other thing is that maybe lots of folks have had brisket and stuffed cabbage before.
Yep.
And I'm sure there are lots of different great recipes, but these are unique, passed down from our bubbies, mm-hmm. from our grandmothers. And this is really a twist of something special. And we know that everyone enjoys it. And we're looking forward again this year to really sit down and break bread with everybody.
Couple of folks are trying to figure out if there's kind of a cover charge, Chuck. If somebody says, yeah, I'd like to try it, but do I need to get tickets? Do I need to reserve something? What is the process?
You only need one thing to come hungry. That's it. You just need money for your food and drink. There's no cover charge. There will be some vendor booths set up.
Okay.
So if you so choose, you can do a little bit of shopping. There's some amazing pottery made right here in Richmond, really professionally, beautifully done. There's jewelry. There are a few things that I think every year really grab people's attention, but there's absolutely no cover charge.
Okay. Well, that is good to hear. And I just got somebody who sent me a note on Facebook and said, Jeff, because of you, I'm looking at the Jewish Food Festival website. It looks good. I understand everything. But there's something on here, and I'm not really sure. Soylent. And I think people are fearful that they think it's Soylent Green. It's not Soylent, of course. Why don't you explain what that really is?
You know, I've got to see that to understand it.
C-H-O-L-E-N-T, my friend.
So we're talking about chulent.
Yes.
And chulent is, talk about Ashkenazi dishes. it is an amazing stew. We'll call it really Jewish ethnic stew. Lots of beans and meat. And it's a lot of us have it on our Sabbath meal.
Yep.
But it is amazing if you've never had it. Potatoes, meat, beans, very delish.
And so what's your favorite here? Now, I know they're all like your children, and you're going to tell me, well, I love them all equally. But come on, you and I each know that even with multiple children, we still got one we like more than the others.
You know, I have to say, my wife and I volunteered this year and last year to do the stuffed cabbage along with about another 50 people. And it is really amazingly delicious. It's the sauce. Again, you can make stuffed cabbage in a lot of different ways, but this is just a really old 100-year-old recipe, and it's delicious. It is my favorite.
Okay, that's I've got to try that. My mom used to do a stuffed cabbage that would beat the band. I already told Heidi there'll be no fighting. I'm bringing a pound of chopped liver home for myself. And she was very happy. She said, yeah, you're good. Don't worry. There's not anybody else in the house who's even going to, maybe the cat would look at it and say, I'd like to taste. But other than that, it's all yours. Since the last time we spoke, my friend, I've actually been to Israel. I only got back a couple of weeks ago, first time ever. And
amazing.
Life-changing. Absolutely life-changing, and food. I'll be stocking up on those Israel sampler plates, trying to relive the market in Jerusalem.
Well, I'm really happy to hear that you went. We're going soon in another 2 weeks for a bar mitzvah, but I'm happy you went. Life is getting back to normal, thank God, in Israel. And as you said, the food there is amazing, and we're going to give you a little bit of a taste of that again on November the 9th and 10th, Sunday and Monday, and looking forward to seeing you there.
All right, do everybody a favor. Give us the address one more time and the hours for this Sunday and Monday for the Richmond Jewish Food Festival, Chuck.
We are at 6300 Patterson Avenue. That's at the corner of Patterson and Pepper. And once again, it is from noon to 7 each day, Sunday and Monday.
All right, I'm going to see you on Sunday, my friend. Have a fantastic rest of your day. I look forward to seeing you then. Thanks so much for making some time for us.
Thank you, Jeff. Take care.
All right. That is Chuck Lesson from KBI, Knesset Beth Israel, and they are doing the Richmond Jewish Food Festival. Now, a lot of people thought, wait a minute, isn't that the JCC? Yeah, well, it was at the JCC for a few years, and now it's back at KBI over on Patterson Avenue. The food is absolutely spectacular. And you need to give it a shot. I'll make sure I post that. You know, there are changes already in New York City. The fire commissioner, who happens to be Jewish, he's already submitted his resignation because he's not going to be there when Ma'am Danny moves into Gracie Mansion. Jennifer Tisch, who is the police commissioner, she's also Jewish. I would imagine she is not going to be sticking around either. And this morning in New York City, swastikas painted on a synagogue. And the comment from the incoming mayor was exactly nothing. Nothing at all. So for anyone who thinks that there's anything good that is going to come out of New York City, you got another thing coming. The only thing good, and it's a twist, but the only thing good will be that there will be an acknowledgement now that Zohran Mamdani is the leader of the Democrat Party in the year 2025. So now you know exactly who and what you are dealing with. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 351, Jeff Katz.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contrast. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Cats News Radio WRVA on a Wednesday. Now, the weather is fantastic. I know there are a lot of people not particularly happy with election results, but the weather is great. I'm taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. Let me see here. 804 says, Jeff, since last night I've been looking forward to what you were going to say today at 3 p.m. Thank you for the rationality. I was expecting a rant and breakdown of what went wrong, but thank you and thank Heidi for telling you you're going to stay in Virginia. I'm most upset about the Jones election and the runaway House of Delegates win for the Democrats. Okay, that's Bruce 804. Yeah, Bruce, I'm with you. Again, in that sense, you have to be very honest about the lack of ability from the Republican Party of Virginia. Good Lord, what a grossly incompetent operation it was this time out. That's the assessment from oh so many people. And I would be, I would be hard-pressed, really, to argue with it. Honest to goodness, it is what it is. We were all here, correct? Nobody is coming to this game. What? Wait a minute. There was an election yesterday? I didn't even know. Well, of course you knew. But there were about 1 million people who voted for Donald Trump who did not bother to show up and vote. And guess what? You guys cost the Republicans the election. Now, this is a problem. This is a problem, and I don't know that you have to place it one area or the other, but here is the big issue. The big issue is that every wackadoodle piece of legislation that they had wanted to push through over the last 4 years will be full steam ahead with such wide margins. I get it. You love Donald Trump and you turned out to vote for him, as did I. But I also turned out to vote yesterday. And you didn't. So I'm not part of that problem. You are. Bad campaign run by Winston Sears? Absolutely. Terribly ineffective operation from the Republican Party of Virginia? Absolutely. Lack of financial support from the RNC? Absolutely. But there's also a lack of voters. I will remind you again, Abigail Spanberger received less votes yesterday than Terry McAuliffe did when he lost to Governor Youngkin. This was not some major blowout for Abigail Spanberger. It was a terrible defeat thanks to Donald Trump supporters who did not show up to vote for any other Republicans. That's a problem. If your loyalty is only to one candidate and not even the ideology, not even the political thought, that's a problem. Pieces of advice? I don't know about you. I'll be visiting Tony over at New American Arms. Make no doubt about that, right? Because you know that's one of the big things coming will be major restrictions on firearms and ammo. You and I both know that. Hey, tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., make sure you're listening to my buddy Rich Herrera hosting Richmond's Morning News. Did a great job last night along with Charles Pyle as we were covering the election results. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.